Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, my friends, and welcome to the DDP. I'm glad you're with me today. You know, I'm going to start today by saying that there's really no substitute in life for forgiveness. No matter what happens, there's no substitute for learning how to forgive, because forgiveness spawns so many great things. There are people who take the message of grace to task. They argue that if you tell people how much God has forgiven them and how much He loves them, then it will not empower them to live for God. This is the same group that would argue that the only way to get people to love God more is to motivate them with law and motivate them with hell. If you threaten them with eternal damnation, you're going to motivate them to live right, or so the argument goes. But I think if you look at the life of Jesus, He disagreed. In Luke 7, Jesus enters Simon the Pharisee's house to have lunch with him. And then when he arrives, a prostitute, let's call her what she is, comes into the house and begins weeping on the feet of Jesus and anoints them with oil and dries His feet with her hair. And Simon doesn't say anything, but inside, he's thinking less of Jesus because Jesus is allowing this to transpire. And Jesus senses Simon's anger and asks him a very simple question regarding forgiveness. Now, Simon readily admits that any man who is forgiven of much is going to love much in return, even more so than a man who is forgiven very little. That's the question Jesus asks. So Jesus takes Simon's answer and He compares Simon and the prostitute. I'm sure Simon was excited about the comparison. Simon had not offered water to wash Jesus' feet, but the woman had not stopped washing His feet with her tears. Simon had offered no welcome kiss to Jesus, but the woman was kissing Jesus' feet. And because of this, Jesus offers her absolution from her sins. Jesus is not saying that the way to love Him more is to have more of your sins forgiven. If that were the case, then the only ones who would really love the Lord would be the ones who lived the worst lives, committed the most sins, fell the farthest, and then had all of those sins forgiven. Well, that's not all of us. I mean, Christians that were raised in the church and lived for Christ for many years would be completely incapable of loving Jesus as much as a new convert. And that doesn't make any sense, because Jesus told the woman that she was saved by her faith, not by her works. So what does Jesus mean then by telling us that to whom little is forgiven, the same loves little? Luke 7:47. Let's say it this way. If a person has no realization as to how forgiven that they are because of what Jesus has done, then they're going to have very little love to show the Lord. They will have weak worship, they're probably going to have a weak lifestyle, or they're going to feel that they're unworthy. When you realize the magnitude of your forgiveness and the power of just how clean you are in the eyes of God because of Jesus' finished work, then you naturally love more than you have ever loved before. And the love that the woman shows is a love from the heart, not only from the head. I mean, if you recognize in your mind how loved you are, it'll cause you to walk in His love and forgiveness in your heart. When your heart realizes this love and this forgiveness, then good works are naturally going to flow out of your life. So if you tell someone to love God more, but you do not let them know God's love for them, it's not going to help them love God at all. Explaining to the believer just how forgiven they are is going to bring forth the love and the worship, honestly, like the church has always dreamed of. Know that you're forgiven. This is it in a nutshell. Know that you're forgiven, and you will fall in love with the forgiver. We just need to let people know who is the forgiver and who is the forgiven. And if you know who you are, it makes all the difference in the world. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.